哋相信咧，就喺哥林多前书，保罗系教紧我哋咩叫属灵人同埋属血气嘅人。And Paul is teaching us in 1 Corinthians the difference between what is a spiritual person and a natural person. 咁佢讲到属血气嘅人系未信耶稣、未重生 ，and a natural man is not born again. He does not know Jesus Christ. 所以佢照按照世界嘅潮流去行事。And so he follows the way of this world and the traditions of this world. 佢可以称为系属世界 ，and we can call him a worldly person. 其实有啲基督徒都系属世界嘅 ，and actually some Christians are very worldly. 我哋系按照世界嘅嘢嚟行动 ，and we follow the ways of the world. 咁啊，生活。是很世俗的 and maybe our life is very worldly in what we do. 中文说世俗入心，是吧？ And you got the world in your heart, kind of speaking. 所以哥林多教会佢都好多属世嘅问题。And the Corinthian church or the church in Corinth had lots of worldly, fleshly problems. 咁啊，好似澳门今时今日都系有呢啲问题。And it's like the Macau today.We have faced a lot of these problems, right? So, we are, 在第五章保罗呢就要针对其中一个问题。And so, in chapter 5, Paul is going to be talking about one of these issues, 是一个我们是周围都会看得见的一个问题。And it's a problem that we face all the time around us. 我们做基督徒是要决定跟从耶稣的还是跟从世界。And as a Christian, we need to choose, are we going to follow the world, or are we going to follow Jesus? 如果你跟从耶稣，你是按你的生活方式跟世界有点不同。And if you're going to follow Jesus, your lifestyle is going to be a little bit different than the world. 所以在耶稣的教导底下呢，他是要我们跟从他。And so Jesus wants us to follow him. 俗语讲到呢，就是近朱者赤，近墨者黑。You know, in Chinese they say if you're around a red dye, you become red, and if you're around black ink, you become black. 那个意思就是说，即是你跟好人就变好，你跟坏人就可能变坏。And it illustrates that if you're around good influenced people, then you'll become influenced by them for the good, and if you're around bad company, then you get influenced for the bad. 那所以我们是我们的环境就一定会影响我们。And so our environment does play an impact on us. 我们作为基督徒，我们这个社会是影响我多少。And as a Christian, how much is this society going to influence me? 是多少会影响我的观点？ And how much is it going to influence my thoughts and my attitudes? 是或者这个潮流学术各方面 or how about the trends of society or the modern teachings of society 是会影响我几多我的价值观我的人生观 it influences my values and my goals 我们基督徒要分别出来是 Oxbot 基督徒要分别出来我们就是要学耶稣的真理有一样东西我们明白耶稣的真理就是绝对的真理 and something we need to realize is that the truth the teaching of Jesus is absolute truth 社会上呢就现在有个观点就是真理就没有一个绝对 but now in the world they teach us that there is no absolute truth 所以我们信耶稣的时候我们会看得到绝对真理和这个潮流是 有分别有违背 and so we see that as we believe in Jesus the absolute truth that there's a, it's in conflict with the world today 神的真理不会变 and God's truth doesn't change 是有2000年前的真理到今时今日都是神的真理 and 2000 years ago his truth is the same truth that's true today但是我们在今天呢我们看到我们信耶稣我们跟从耶稣但是跟从世界 and so today we need to choose are we following Jesus or are we following the world 是 Oxbot 出片那些那么 we have 睇第五章第一节至到第三节。And so look at chapter 5, verses 1-3. 风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有，就是有人收了他的母继母。
It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife.
你们还是自高自大，并不爱同，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。
And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from you.
我身子虽不在你们那里，心却在你们那里，好像我亲自与你们同在，已经判断了行这事的人。
I indeed am absent in the body, but present in the spirit, have already judged though as I were present, him who has done this deed.
我们一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们看到这个经文，求主开晓我们的心，明白这个淫乱的事，我们要小心淫乱的事，求你帮助我们在这个经文今天明白我们身为基督徒怎样跟世界有不同。多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 这里保罗呢，就是听闻是有淫乱的事。 And so Paul says he heard that there is immorality among you. 这个听闻呢，就是不是讲是非，不是八卦。 And so as he's saying that he heard it, he's not talking about, you know, his gossip and things that, you know, people, he's speaking behind somebody's back. 他是听闻一些是公开，大家知道是事实，是肯定的，是个个都知道的。 And he says, I've heard this is something, it's more, everybody knows it, it's common knowledge, it's blatant, it, you know, it's out there, it's not a gossip issue. 所以他听到有这件事， and so he heard about this issue, 是淫乱的事， and it's about immorality in the church. 那这个淫乱的事就是一个的人是有他的后母当他的太太， and so somebody took his stepmother as his own wife. 那么这个就是保罗就是说是不应该， and so Paul is saying that this is not right. 那我们今天呢，要从这个经文要了解什么叫淫乱的事，教会是应该有什么立场对淫乱的事。
And so from this I want to talk about what is immorality and how, what is the church's position.
是世界的有它的立场，圣经有它的立场，我们教会应该有什么立场。
And so the world has a position, the Bible has a position, what should our church's position be?
是中文讲知己知彼，百战百胜。
You know, in Chinese they say, if you know yourself and know your enemy, then you can win all of your battles.
所以我们要了解世界怎样看事，我们先至可以是将福音影响这个世界。
So we need to understand how the world is looking at things so that we can win the world for Jesus Christ.
也都要明白世界是怎样看事，了解世界怎样影响我们的。
And we need to know how the world is looking at things so we see how the world influences us.
那第一，我想强调两样嘢，系世界点样睇淫乱嘅。
I want to talk about two things that the way the world looks at immorality or this issue.
第一呢，世界系一个开放态度，是宽容的态度。
The first we need to see that the world is very open-minded and accepting about immorality.
是容忍的，是要容忍不同的立场，不同的生活的方式。
The world says be accepting of all different types of lifestyles, different backgrounds and different people.
我们要豁达大度。
And we need to be open-minded.
豁达就是胸襟开阔的，形容一个宽容开通，能忍容忍。
And so we need to be, you know, have an open, broad mind, you know, accepting of different attitudes, you know, and be accepting and patient.
现代的趋势就是越来越接纳不同人的
生活嘅方式。
And that the trends are to be tolerant and to accept whatever other people live like and what their background is. 所以无论咩背景、咩喜好，都要接纳宽容。And so no matter what their background, what they believe, what they accept, what they do, we need to accept them and be tolerant of them.
这个包括婚姻立场的看法。
And that even is inclusive of different marital positions.
所以现代社会是对性、对婚姻、对家庭、对道德有好多宽容的立场看法。
And so the world today about sex, marriage, moral values has a very open mind and a broad tolerance.
一般人以前那个，即会觉得以前那个传统的立场是太狭窄，太落后过时。
And most people think that the traditional view of morality is too narrow-minded and too inclusive or exclusive and outdated.
咁亦都香港而家面对好大嘅挑战。
And today in Hong Kong, we're facing a major challenge.
系政府系面对紧对婚姻咩叫合法婚姻、合法婚姻嘅方式。
And so in Hong Kong, they're facing the issue of what is a legal marriage, what is a legal structure for a marriage, what is a real marriage.
系古代社会系初期教会面对嘅社会都系一样。
And in the first century, in the early church, they faced the same issue.
古罗马、古希腊都是一个很开放、很宽容一个的社会。
In the ancient Rome and ancient Greece, they were also very open-minded in these values, in these issues.
所以他的婚姻观就是我们基督教会觉得很败坏。
And so their attitude about marriage was very, from a Christian perspective, we would say very corrupt.
保罗使徒在这个的环境底下要将福音传开。
And Paul and the apostles, they took in this society and they brought the gospel to the world.
在这个原本是很败坏的道德观的社会，福音影响扭转了整个社会，搞到西方就是2000年来都是一夫一妻一生一世的制度，一生一世。
And so, the gospel came into this corrupt, moral, ancient Roman society, and the gospel transformed their views in Western society. And for the past 2,000 years, the Western world has had the concept of marriage is between one man and one woman for life.
但今时今日这个的观点是面对挑战。
But today this position is facing a lot of challenges.
咁你可以话性开放嘅社会就系冇淫乱的事。
And you could say that in a society where this is sex and values are opened up and you need to be broad-minded, there is no such thing as immoral.
因为在一个宽容的社会当中，大家要有宽容的态度。
Because in a tolerant society, everyone needs to be tolerant and acceptance.
所以无论你是有什么方式，无论你是有什么习惯行为，我们都要宽容接纳。
And so no matter what your position is, no matter what your practice is, no matter what you do in your position, we need to be tolerant and accepting.
所以我不可以说我的立场看法是对你是错。
And so I cannot say my position is right and yours is wrong.
我的取向跟你不一样，但大家都是有自己的取向而已。
And maybe my lenience or my tendency is different from yours, so, but we're just different.
所以我不可以批评你，你不可以批评我。
And so I cannot judge you, you cannot judge me.
我不会拒绝你，排斥你。
I cannot reject you, or then you cannot reject me.
亦都不会说这样是正常或者不正常。
And I can't say this is normal practice or in normal practice.
不会说这个是道德或者不道德。
And I can't say this is moral or immoral.
因为我们大家要宽容接纳。
Because we all need to accept and
be tolerant.
那现代社会面对另一个的问题，
and we're facing another challenge in our modern society, 是叫相对论， and it's called relativity.
咁道德相对论， and it's ethical relativity.
咁我哋系把我哋将道德相对论同埋
对唔住
相对论同埋绝对论嚟比较，系明白。
So let's put relativity and absolutism in contrast.
若我哋讲到相对论系唔接受有绝对普及规则嘅管理所有嘅人。
And so relativity, we don't believe that there's an absolute value system that is universal to all men that would govern man's life.
所以是没有一个的可以说定规的，就是在自然环境人就应该这样做。
And so there is nothing that we can say regulates in a natural society, this is the way man should be.
这个是相对论，即是说没有一个合规则的，是每人按照自己觉得是合适自己，在那个社会文化当中他觉得那个社会自己决定什么是对什么是错。
And so what relativity says is that each of us in our own society, we all make our own choice at that time in that society what is right and what is wrong.
所以是可能是我的背景这样是对，是你的背景是另一个的是错。
And so maybe in my society this is right, but for you in your society it's not right.
这个都是关乎这个叫情景伦理或者是情况伦理。
And that also is included with what we call situation ethics, right?
在情况伦理呢，就是说是没有一个绝对。
And then with situation ethics, there is no absolute.
是看个环境，是那时那阵那刻里面个环境注定乜嘢系啱，乜嘢错。
And it's in that time period, in that instance, in that situation, that decides what is right and what is wrong.
系冇一个绝对决定。
There is no absolute that can tell you what is right or wrong.
嗱，呢个相对论系完全违背圣经嘅。
This relativity philosophy is in opposition to the Bible.
情景伦理亦都是违背圣经，
and situation ethics is also in opposition to the Bible.
是会拒绝圣经这个的绝对的真理价值观人生观，
and it's in opposition to the absolute truth that Jesus gives us in our value system.
但学校特别大学呢，是教紧这些这样的情景伦理，
but in universities and in schools they are teaching us situation ethics.
最近香港睇得到呢个嘅影响系对社会好大影响。
And recently in Hong Kong, you can see how it's affecting society in Hong Kong.
嗱，我唔系讲边方面，所以你唔好误会，或者讲嘅一个事实你可以睇得到。
I'm not going to stand on either side, but I'm just going to point out some truths that you can look at and to realize what I'm talking about.
按照一般人的想法，我是会守法的，按照一般的日常生活，我是一个守法的人。
Under normal circumstances, I am a law-abiding citizen and I do what the law says.
但因为有相对论，有这个的情景伦理的影响底下，
But with relativity and situation ethics influencing me,
我就是决定在这个时候我就可以违法，不听法庭的命令，是做我觉得为了一个更高的标准，我就是藐视法庭，是无所谓的。
But because I have a greater goal, a greater purpose, it's okay for me to break the law. It's okay for me to not listen to what the court says and be in contempt of court.
因为我在我的这个情况我可以违法，
because in my situation I can break the law.
有一个更高的目标，这个目标就是可以破坏法例，
because I have a greater goal I can go against the law.
同样呢，因为我
平时又唔会伤害别人，系唔会偷别人嘅事。And in the same way, I would never steal from other people or damage other people's property. 但因为我有个更高嘅目标 ，but because I have a greater goal， 而家就可以情景伦理，我可以系影响几千人，系损失几百万，但系冇所谓。因为你暂时受损是为我将来大家的利益。 But it's okay for me today to cause a couple thousand people to lose a couple million dollars because I have a greater goal and it's for our own benefit and we're going for the greater goal, so it's okay for you to be at loss because I have a greater goal. 大家明白我讲的吗？ You all probably realize what I'm talking about, right?这个情景伦理是影响我们的思想。Situation ethics is influencing our thinking processes and our actions. 那你自己衡量对与错。You decide if it's right or wrong. 但事实就是这样的。But in reality, this is happening. 所以社会越来越宽容，越来越扩大，接纳。就越来越冇一个嘅大家认同嘅价值观标准。So the more tolerant we become, the more accepting of other views we become, the less we have a standard or a universal ruler that we can say this is what is ethical or correct. 冇一个嘅大家认同嘅价值观。And there is no universal value that we all can agree on. 因为我的价值观和你的价值观是完全不同。Because my value system and your value system is very different. 那这个就是保罗在这个第五章的时候要讲淫乱的事。And so here in chapter 5, Paul is talking about immorality. 那个圣经话我哋听系有同世界系对立嘅 ，and so here we see that the Bible is in opposition to the world。圣经话有绝对嘅道德观，有绝对嘅标准 ，and the Bible says there is an absolute standard, there is a moral value that is universal。圣经话我哋听乜嘢系对，乜嘢系错 ，and the Bible tells us what is right and what is wrong。道德是普及，是世界性，是神决定。And there is a universal moral standard. It is, applies to everybody, and God is the one who created it. 神告诉我们什么是道德，什么是不道德。And God tells us what is moral and what is immoral. 不是环境，不是情景。不是相对。It's not the environment, it's not the situation, it's not relative.所以在无论是什么环境底下，圣经说一夫一妻一生一世。 And so according to the Bible, in any environment, it's always one man, one wife for life. That is a marriage. 不是两男，不是两女， not one man and one man equals two men or two women making one marriage.圣经和世界是对立。 The Bible is in opposition to the world. 圣经告诉我们神有这个道德，我们就要决定我们跟不跟从圣经。 And so the Bible tells us that this is the standard and this is God's value, and as Christians we have to choose, are we going to accept God's value? 我们知道什么叫道德，先才可以知道什么叫淫乱。And if we know what the moral standard is, then we can see what is immoral. 标准就是衡量达不到标的。Having the standard, then we can see what does not meet God's standard. 现代社会是不接受神的标准。And the world today does not want to accept God's standard. 现代世界说我不要一个的高高在上的神告诉我怎么去过我自己生活。 And the world today says, I don't want a guy up there telling me how to run my life. 我要自己决定， I want to do it myself. 所以他不可以强制于我 将佢嘅道德观强加于我身上。And so God cannot force His standard on me. 但系我哋信耶稣，我哋已经系决定接受耶稣嘅标准。But as we take that step to become a Christian, we decide to accept God's standard. 因为做一个基督徒系要相信有个神。存在神的标准是普及的 Because as Christians we believe that there is a God He's creator And He's creator of all men 我亦都要进一步承认自己有罪靠耶稣宽恕我的罪 And then we have to go a step further And accept I am a sinner Ask Jesus to forgive my sins我哋承认自己系罪人，系因为神话我哋听乜嘢系叫罪。And when we accept that we are a sinner, we accept because God tells us what sin is. 所以我听到神嘅标准，我就系欠戒，我系一个罪人，我就求神宽恕。And so when I see what God's standard is, I realize I do not meet His standard. I need forgiveness. I ask God to forgive me.我哋咁样就系叫信耶稣 ，That is what it is to be a Christian。如果你唔接受神嘅标准，你唔承认神系有呢个嘅绝对道德标准，你冇办法做基督徒。If you do not accept God's standard, if you do not accept that God has an absolute moral value standard, you cannot be a Christian。淫乱的事。在哥林多教会很厉害 And the immoral practices in the Corinthian church were very great 希腊文这个淫乱的字就叫 pornea In the Greek the word here for immorality is pornea 我们色情刊物、色情制品、色情活动是这样 And that means pornography or illicit sexual activity是可以指未婚所犯性方面的罪和一般的淫乱的罪 It's talking about outside of marriage or for people who are not married those who any sexual sin that is committed any sexual act 所以哥林多教会有这个人他拿了他自己的继母是跟他结婚或者不是合法夫妇但是同居 And so here in this Corinthian church this guy takes his stepmother and he's living with her as in marriage and they're living like husband and wife 那他公开是长期公开不怕吵回到教会就是大家知道他是夫妻 And they're being very open and very blatant they come to church and everyone knows that they're husband and wife 但是他的爸爸的后母不是他爸爸的第二任太太 But the lady is his father's second wife or something like that. 保罗说这个是绝对错不可以容忍 And Paul said this is absolutely wrong and you cannot accept it. 保罗称这个行为做淫乱 And Paul says this is immoral. 神有个标准这个婚姻生活是淫乱And Paul says that this marriage practice is immoral. So we know that immorality is a sexual sin, according to God's standard. And so immorality is a sexual sin that is anything that's done outside of God's standard. So sex outside of marriage is immoral.你的婚前性行为是淫乱 And so sex before marriage is immoral 婚外情是淫乱 And adultery, sex, having sex with somebody who's not your spouse is immoral 是奸淫 Pio gay, visiting prostitutes 是淫乱等等 etc 淫乱的罪是性方面的罪And so here is talking about immorality in terms of sexual practices. 神设立婚姻，神设立婚姻嘅要圣洁。God created marriage and God created marriage to be holy. 婚姻是家庭的核心， and marriage is the center of the family. 圣经由头到尾话我哋听，婚姻是神设立的。 And from the beginning of the Bible to the end, it tells us that marriage was instituted by God. 一男一女，一生一世， and it's one man, one woman for life.所以圣经不赞成离婚再婚。And so the Bible's position is that it doesn't agree with divorce and remarriage. 圣经是不同意婚外情。And the Bible doesn't agree with extramarital affairs. 甚至在教育圣经，如果有婚外情，有奸淫的，就是圣经说要拿石头打死那个人。And in the Old Testament, if you had an extramarital affair, then it says you'd have to take a stone and stone the guy.讲我呢，好普遍，未婚前呢，一对情侣，就是我爱你，你爱我，我哋因为我哋将来要结婚，我哋已经系甘心乐意，我请你愿一齐上床，一齐去旅行，还点系呢？虽然未行礼啫。And now in Hong Kong, Macau, even among Christians, it's so common, you know, that, you know, we're in love with each other, you know, and I'm willing, you're willing, and we love each other, so why not, you know, why wait, you know, let's have sex together, let's go on a holiday together, let's just do it, you know, we're going to get married anyway, so why wait? 圣经话点解要等? Why does the Bible say we have to wait? 因为神设立一个标准。Because God set a standard. 神有个原因有这个标准。God set the standard for a purpose. 神这个原因就是因为他爱你。And God set that standard because He loves you. 神是想你幸福。God wants you to be blessed. 神是想你享受。God wants you to enjoy life. 神是想你是无后遗症。神不想你有内疚痛苦。不想你有性病。And God does not want you to have pain of guilt and have the bad results that come out of having sexual affairs and even venereal disease. 神是有个标准，他有个幸福的标准，但我们不信他，我们觉得他黑心，他不想我，他剥削我的权利，他是黑心，他不给我享受。But we don't think that God wants to bless us. We think that God is evil and mean and He doesn't love me. He doesn't want me to have the pleasure right now. He's just keeping me from the good stuff. Am I? 神有他的标准。在这个情况，我们看看教育圣经怎样讲，跟继母 有关系。Let's look what the Bible says about having sex with your stepmother. 利未记十八章第八节。In Leviticus chapters 18, verse 8. 不可劳你继母的下体，这本是你父亲的下体。The nakedness of your father's wife you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. 利未记二十章十一节。Leviticus chapter 20, verse 11. 与继母行淫的，就是羞辱了他父亲，总要把他二人致死。The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. That's a very serious sin. God's standard is very high. God wants us to be holy. So in this passage, God's truth will not change.And so we see that God's truth doesn't change. 神在教育圣经没说是不得到，新约圣经说得我。God didn't say in the Old Testament it's bad, and so in the New Testament it's okay. 神没说在圣经里面不得，但是到今时今日2014年是可以。And God didn't say it's not okay in the Bible, but you know, now in 2014 it's okay. 神是没变。God never changes.神的标准，神的真理，在每一个时代，每一个民族，都是绝对真理。 God's truth is the same truth for every era, every age, every society. 从以上两个经文我们看到，神要我们圣洁。 From these verses we see God wants us to be holy.淫乱的事包括性方面的罪。And so immorality is inclusive of sexual sin.
同居唔结婚都系淫乱。And so living together without getting married is also sexual sin. 同性恋都系。Homosexuality is also sexual sin.香港而家面对呢个大挑战 ，and Hong Kong is facing this challenge。宽容、豁达嘅心态，接纳呢方面嘅婚姻 ，and to be tolerant, to be acceptance of this type of a marriage situation。圣经由头到尾都话我哋听，同性恋系犯罪。For the Bible, from the beginning to the end, tells us that homosexuality is sin.
但现在社会就要我们接纳宽容
But now society is telling us to accept and be tolerant
我们身为基督徒我们要决定我们跟从圣经还是跟从社会
As Christians we need to choose are we following the world or are we following the Bible
社会告诉你听同性恋者就生出来是一个男士是一个女士身体
The world will tell you that a homosexual is a guy born in a woman's body
或者一个女士是一个男士的身体
or a girl in a guy's body
圣经说不是
The Bible says no
圣经说在长大过程中是学习的是同性恋是叛逆行为是拒绝神标准的行为是私欲的问题
The Bible says no The Bible says it's a learned process as they are growing up The Bible says it is rebellion against God The Bible says that it is not accepting of what God teaches and it's a flesh problem
淫乱的事包括同性恋的事
And so immorality includes homosexuality
你同我看几节经文新约圣经讲同性恋的问题
Let's look at a few verses in the New Testament about homosexuality
哥林多前书六章九节
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9
哥林多前书六章九节
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9
你们岂不知道义的人不能承受神的国吗你们岂不知道不义的人不能承受神的国吗不要自欺无论是淫乱的拜偶像的奸淫的作变童的亲男色的
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites.
这里讲到淫乱、奸淫、变童、亲男色。
In this verse it says, fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites.
变童作变童的变童恋童恋童啊，对不起恋童恋童就是男士穿女士衫在希腊社会成年的男士是收养少年男士在感情和肉体方面是恋慕他
The word in the Greek for homosexuals used here is effeminate. It is a guy wearing women's clothing. And in the Greek society, an elder male man would take a younger male and he would love him and have affection toward him in emotionally and physically affection. It was a common practice in Greek society.
这个的亲蓝色就是很核突蓝同蓝性交的
And sodomites is very explicit in the English It is male and male having sexual intercourse
提摩太前书一章十节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 10 First Timothy chapter 1 verse 10
提摩太前书一章十节行淫和亲男色的抢人口和说谎话的
并起假誓的，或是为别样的正道的事设立的。
For fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine.
你睇呢个上下文理，你知道佢讲紧乜嘢。
And if you look at the context, you know what he's talking about.
睇罗马书第一章廿六节至到二十八节。
Look at Romans chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Romans chapter 1, verse 26 to 28.
罗马书一章廿六至廿八，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把纯性的用处变作逆性的用处。
For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. Even their women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature.
男人也是如此，弃了女人纯性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪婪，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受这枉为当得的报应。
Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, man with man committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们全邪僻的心，行那些不合
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting.
圣经清不清楚?
Is the Bible clear?
圣经很清楚。个问题是我们接受圣经的教导，还是接受社会的教导?
The problem, the issue is, do we accept what the Bible teaches or are we accepting what society teaches?
保罗在这里劝他要处理淫乱的事,
and Paul is teaching the church here to take care of their immoral issue.
因为可能在这个哥林多教会最严重不是发生这件事，反而是教会对这件事的看法。
So maybe the main issue here in chapter 5 is not what happened with this man and his stepmother, it's how the church responded to it.
教会当时是悦纳接纳，觉得我们很宽容，我们很接纳，我们有恩典，我们接纳他，明知他错，我们是感谢主神给我们恩典。
And their attitude was, praise God, we're accepting, we're loving, we know they're in sin, we know it's wrong, but we love them, we accept them into our fold because God loves them and the grace of God covers a multitude of sin, so we accept them.
保罗就说这个态度是错，
and Paul saying this is the attitude, it's wrong.
你看回第二节，第五章第二节，
look at verse 2 in chapter 5.
你们还是自高自大，并不哀痛把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。
And you are puffed up, and you have not rather mourned, and he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you.
好严重哦。
This is a serious situation.
信耶稣是接受耶稣的恩典，耶稣是做我们不是完全的。
We believe in Jesus, we accept the grace of God, and we're not perfect. God doesn't make us perfect.
每人有他的软弱困难。All of us have our weakness, all of us have our problems. 但虽然我是未圣洁，我们要决定要跟从耶稣。
Even though we're not holy, we make a choice to follow God.
决定跟从耶稣就要衡量什么是对，什么是错，尽量是依靠神改变。
And as we follow Jesus, we know what is right, what is wrong, and we make that decision, Lord, change me, make me more like you.
所以当我们有严重的罪在我们当中，我们应该是处理，不要让它占据我们心。
And so when you have sin, don't give in to it, don't let it take hold in your heart.
不要介意我借黄医生星期四晚讲的例子。
And let me use the example that Stanley used on Thursday night.
我哋好似黄金钟嘅时候，嗰啲障碍物，我哋入嚟清理，唔好俾佢留喺我哋心中。我哋要系清理嗰啲杂物。 is like, you know, don't let like the all the obstacles and all the barricades that they removed from Admiralty in Hong Kong the other day. Don't let those obstacles and barricade in your heart. Remove them from your heart. Clean them out.
提米哥唔多前書五章三節到五節。
Let's look in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 3 to 5.
我身子雖然不在你們那裡, 心卻在你們那裡, 好像我親自與你們同在, 已經判斷了行者事的人。
For I indeed am absent in body, but present in the spirit, have already judged as though I were present him who has done this deed.
就是你们聚会的时候，我心也同在，奉我们主耶稣的名，并用我们主耶稣的权能。
In the name of Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, you
把这个这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体，使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。
Deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit might be saved in the day of Jesus, of the Lord Jesus.
哇，好严厉的。
Paul is very serious here.
他将他交给撒旦，赶他出去。
He says, give him over to Satan, get him out of there.
交给撒旦什么意思?
What does it mean to give him over to Satan?
有很多讨论，有很多辩论。 我认为交给撒旦的意思 就是不要给他聚会， 要他出回去社会， 经历一下社会的痛苦。
What I believe this means is that don't let him in the church anymore, let him back out in society, let him experience what it is like to be in the world.
因为他经历到在外面社会，他会反省自己，原来教会这么温暖，原来教会有爱，我现在没得参与，我就反省悔改。
Because as he goes back out into the world, he starts to recall and realize, well, in the church there's love and there's acceptance, and now I can't be there anymore. I'm out in this ugly world, and then it calls him to repent.
所以保罗的意思是不要让他留在教会，要赶他出去，交给撒旦，让他经历一下，可能他会败坏，但他灵魂可以得救。
And he said, maybe his body will be broken, he'll be hurt, he'll be killed, but his soul can be saved.
这个都很多人讨论，是什么意思灵魂得救，是不是因为他出去反省自己，反省自己就悔改？
And is his soul saved because he goes back out into the world and he repents because he realized he did wrong?
是不是因为他根本是信耶稣，但有这个软弱，他摆脱不了，不等于他不得救？
Or is it because he's saved but he just has this weakness, he can't overcome it, and just having a weakness, does that mean he's not saved?
如果摆他出去，他受糟蹋，但是他身体衰残，但是他灵魂得救。
And so you send him over to the world, his body gets ruined and even dies, but his soul at least will be saved.
这是一个复杂的经文，但是看得到保罗说要处理这个淫乱的事。
This is a difficult passage in the New Testament, but at least we understand Paul is telling us we must take care and handle immorality in the church.
另一方面，把他出去，保罗要我们教会有警惕。
On the other hand, sending him over to Satan is because Paul is teaching that the church needs to be careful.
我们要有警惕，我们容忍罪恶在我们当中，是会影响别人。
And if we allow sin to be in our midst, it will affect other people.
因为我们是有这个彼此的关系，有一个人有婚外情，他就是做教会一个领导层，跟着大家知道他有婚外情，有包二奶，又成日想拱北，又揼骨，又洗头。
And so there's a guy in the church, he has an extramarital affair, and everybody knows he's a leader in the church. And they know he's got a mistress on the side, and he's going across the border to get his hair done and his massage and all that stuff, you know, they do across the border.
大家知道，但是他在教会继续侍奉。
And everybody knows, but he continues to serve in the church.
有什么结果?
What is the result?
很多人看，他又得，他又得，为什么我不得?
And other people say, well, if he can do it, why can't I do it?
佢继续侍奉，佢又咁样侍奉，我又可以侍奉。
Well, if he can serve God like that, then I can serve God like that.
跟住佢又想色情网页，又睇咸湿嘢，咁佢又得，我又得。
And he's always going on the internet looking at pornography. If he can do it, why can't I do it?
我冇人处理，我基督教就可以咁咯，随便啊，冇所谓。跟住慢慢蔓延啊，全部男士都系咁。
And then you know the church is like that, and then from one you know it just spreads and spreads, and then the whole church becomes like that.
如果唔处理就影响好犀利嘅。
And if you don't take care of it, then it has an influence on the whole church.
So, 你睇第六節至到第八節。
So look at what Paul says in verse 6 to verse 8.
你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点棉烤能使全团发起来吗？
Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
你们既是无烤的面，应当把酵烤除净，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. Surely, since you truly are unleavened, for indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
所以我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
Therefore let us keep the feast not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
保罗是用这个酵来形容罪。
Paul is using leaven in reference to sin.
其实圣经都系咁样。
Actually, it's like that throughout the whole Bible.
呢个系咪酵母啊？
So leaven you put in bread,
你酵母放喺面包里边，少少咧就令到佢发酵，系咪
？And you put a little bit of leaven into the bread, and it causes it to expand.
嗰个有啲咁多少少嘅，好似撒少少盐喺一个大团里边。跟住哇，過咗一晚，哇，成團發大好大，
And you just put a sprinkle a little bit into this little tiny bit, you know, and overnight, you know, this whole big thing of bread just blows up, you know.
罪喺我哋當中係咁樣。
That's what sin is like.
一個影響十個，十個影響一百個，一百個影響一千個。
And so one guy influences 10 guys, 10 guys influence 100, 100 guys influence 1,000.
保罗说，如果我们不处理我们当中的淫乱的事，就会这样蔓延在 全教会。
And so Paul is saying, if you don't take care of the immoral activity in the church, then it will spread and it will infect the whole church.
于是可能你处理一个嘅犯罪嘅弟兄姊妹，其他教会啲人话你冇爱心啊，宽容佢啊，有恩典啊，接纳啊，冇所谓啊，只眼开只眼闭啊，俾机会佢啦。
And so you want to take care of somebody who's in sin, you know, in the church, and the whole church comes and says, "Oh, pastor, you know, you're not loving enough, you don't care enough, you know, just accept him. Let the grace of God cover his sin, you know, just watch over him, you know, just put a closed eye to that, you know, just let him be."
保罗唔系咁啦 ，But Paul wasn't saying that。睇埋第九节到尾，保罗最后一番说话。
Let's look at the end of this. What Paul says:
我先前写信给你们说，不可与淫乱的人相交。
I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people。
此话不是指这世上一概行淫乱的，或贪婪的、乐索的、或拜偶像的，若是这样，你们除非离开世界方可。
Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous, the extortors, the idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world.
但如今我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的，或
贪婪的，或拜偶像的，或恋麻的、欲麻的，或醉酒的，或落索的，这样的人不可与他相交，就是与他吃饭都不可。
But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extorter, not even to eat with such a person.
因为审判教外的人与我无何关，教来的人岂不是我们审判的吗？
For what have I to do with judging those who are outside, but you do not, do you not judge those who are inside?
至于外人，有神审判他们，你们应当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。
But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person.
简单来讲，保罗的意思是什么？
Simply put, what is Paul saying?
不信耶稣那些，你没可能不跟他来往。
You cannot keep from fellowshipping or being around non-Christians.
信不信耶稣那些，他生活怎样，你要容忍，你要宽容，你要接纳。
So if they're non-Christian, you need to accept them, you need to tolerate them, you need to love them.
你不可以改变不信耶稣的人。
You don't try to change those who are not Christians.
他是有什么生活方式，你只要爱他，跟他做朋友。
Even if, no matter what his lifestyle is, if he's a non-Christian, you love him and you associate with him.
但是如果在教会里面称为弟兄姊妹，
But if it's in the church, if they call themselves a believer, a brother, a sister,
这个就不同。
That is a different issue.
我们称为教会弟兄姊妹，我们要是谨慎处理淫乱的事。
So if they are a brother or sister in Christ, we need to be careful to take care of this issue of immorality.
出边的有同性恋者，我们要爱他，关心他，接纳他。
If it's a homosexual and they're not a Christian, we should accept them, we should love them, we should care for them.
如果你不是，你怎样去影响他去信耶稣？
If not, how are you going to influence them to become a Christian?
但如果是称为弟兄，我们要指教他，要辅导他，要帮助他。
But if they are a Christian, they call themselves a Christian, we need to comfort them, we need to counsel them, we need to instruct them, we need to help them.
所以保罗是这样。
So this is the teaching that Paul says.
今天我们的选择，跟从世界还是跟从圣经？
So what is the choice today? To follow the world or to follow the Bible?
很多时世界影响我们不知不觉。
And so often the world is influencing us and we don't even know it.
我的朋友全部都是这样，你情我愿，个都笑我，点解我冇啊？
All my friends are like that, and they're willing to do it, and they laugh at me because I'm not. Why is it?
我想俾大家五个简单嘅总结，一啲嘅事你可以做。
I want to give you five simple things that you can do in closing.
第一，如果你有呢方面嘅软弱，你有犯错，你应该认罪悔改。
The first, if you have struggle in this issue, if you've fallen in this issue, you need to repent. Ask God to forgive you.
圣经话神是信实的，他一定会宽恕赦免我们的罪。
The Bible says that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins if we repent.
如果你是软弱过，跌低过，做错过，认罪悔改。
If you're weak, if you've done wrong, if you've fallen in this area, repent and let God forgive you.
第二，当你悔改之后，你要停止罪行。
The second thing you need to do after you repent, stop the sin.
停止那个神不喜欢的行为。
Stop the activity that God does not like.
你要立志不要再犯罪。
You need to make a choice to not fall back into sin again.
求神帮助你，俾力量你可以释放你脱离嗰个坏习惯。
And ask God to help you, to give you strength, to set you free from the bad habit.
因为靠自己你冇办法停止。
Because on your own strength, you cannot stop.
但你靠耶稣，耶稣会帮你。
But if you ask God's help, He can help you and He will help you.
第三，你要接受耶稣的宽恕。
The third thing, you need to accept God's forgiveness.
因为淫乱的罪是有代价。
Because immorality, sin, brings guilt.
当你认罪悔改，你要接受神的宽恕，知道耶稣赦免你。
And when you ask God to forgive you, you need to accept His forgiveness and ask Him to take away the guilt because sexual sin, immorality causes guilt.
神可以拿走我的内疚。
God can take away the guilt.
我们靠耶稣的宝血洗干净我们的心，拿走个内疚。
And we can ask the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us and to take away the guilt.
第四， number four.
或者你未犯过呢种嘅罪，但你有挣扎，你有试探，有引诱。Maybe you haven't fallen into the sin, but you've got struggle and you're being tempted and you're struggling over it.
你觉得好烦恼
and you think it's very troubling.
可能因为有周围嘅压力啊困扰你
，and maybe it's the people around you that are causing you pressure.
你要将你的心放在耶稣里。
Turn your heart to Jesus.
跟随耶稣是最好。跟从耶稣的，不要理世界怎么说。
Follow Jesus. Don't worry what the world says.
我们要效法，不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化。
The Bible says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法世界，要更新而变化。其实神的方法是最幸福的。
To follow God's way is the blessed way.
第五最后一个，如果你的压力来自很多朋友身边的人，是影响你，可能要考虑一个严重的问题。
Number five, if your pressure is coming from the people you're hanging around with,And maybe you need to make a choice.
我身边的人影响紧我，对我有没有益处？
Are the people influencing me, is it beneficial for me?
我咪花咁多时间同佢一齐，有佢嘅人生观、价值观影响紧我。
Is that the more time I spend with them, the more that their worldview, their values are influencing me?
系咪应该选择揾一啲嘅同心嘅基督徒嘅朋友？是有同心的基督徒朋友是影响我。
Maybe I should make a choice to have some Christian friends who have like-minded values, like-minded beliefs, and let them influence me.
因为有基督徒同心的朋友，我们不是单独作战。
Because when you have Christian friends around you, you're not fighting the battle yourself.
我们有一些的可以一起祈祷，一起彼此支持。
Because when you have Christian friends with you, you can have people to pray with you. They can stand up and hold you up.
有很多人说，哇，那里都有男女朋友，你没男朋友吗？那里有的，一起，我们今晚去劈酒，一起跟他睡觉，没所谓啊。因为有一班基督徒的朋友等候神为你安排最好的。
So you're going to hang out with the people that say, hey, you don't have a boyfriend today, you know, hey, come on, let's go out tonight to the bar, you know, let's all get drunk and drink, you know, and this guy's a great guy, you know, go into bed with him, sleep with him, it doesn't matter, you know, let's just have fun.
Or you're going to hang out with the people that say, hey, let's wait until God provides the right person for us. Let's wait for God's timing. 你跟哪些人一起，你会受哪个人的影响？
And so who you're hanging out with is going to influence you.
但小心，有些基督徒都是很淫乱的。
But be careful, some Christians are very immoral themselves.
有些基督徒在这方面都是软弱。
Some Christians are very weak in this area.
所以你找一些是不软弱的基督徒。
So find some Christians who are not weak.
我一起祈祷。Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们知道这个问题是不容易讲的，我们多谢你保罗是这么坦白讲的。
Lord, we know it's not an easy topic to talk about, and we thank you that Paul was so honest in sharing.
主求你帮助我们可以认识你的真理，接受你的真理。我们周围社会影响我们很深。
Lord, help us to learn your truth and accept your truth, because the world is influencing us and impacting us so strongly.
帮助我们可以做一个决心，就要按照神你的真理做人。
Help us to have the commitment to be a person who walks according to your truth.
教我们你的真理是什么？
Teach us what your truth is, Lord.
主，我为了在淫乱在性的方面有软弱的朋友祈祷。
Lord, I want to pray for those who are struggling with immorality and sexual sin.
求主释放他们的。
Lord, I ask that you would set them free.
求主改变他的思想。
Lord, change their attitudes.
求主给他力量去脱离。
Lord, I pray that you give them the strength to get away from the sexual sin.
主啊，求主宽恕赦免他。
And Lord, I ask that you would forgive them and cleanse them.
主啊，可能我们有软弱，我们跌低，但是你可以轻轻我们，你有爱心。
Lord, maybe we've stumbled, maybe we've fallen, but you give us the opportunity to stand up. And so, Lord, I ask that you would forgive us. As we're still praying, and I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand or to say anything,
but 如果你是有淫乱性方面的软弱，你可以跟我祈祷。
But if you're having struggle with immorality or sexual sin, I ask that you would pray with me.
亲爱主耶稣，
Heavenly Father,
我承认我有软弱。
I admit that I'm weak.
我跌低， I've fallen. 我求耶稣宽恕我。
I ask Jesus to forgive me.
我靠耶稣赦免我的罪。
I ask Jesus to cleanse me from my sin.
我靠耶稣俾我有力量对抗呢个试探。
I ask Jesus to give me strength to overcome this temptation.
我靠主耶稣帮助我去脱离呢个坏习惯。
I ask Jesus to help me to get out of this bad habit.
我靠主耶稣帮我改变。
And I ask Jesus to help me to change.
我做唔到，我自己做唔到，靠自己力量我做唔到。
Lord, I can't do it on myself. In my own strength, I cannot do it.
我需要耶稣嘅力量。
I need your help and strength.
奉耶稣名求， in Jesus' name. 我最后话你听，保罗咁样做。教会就是真的将这个弟兄赶出去，但是个弟兄因为赶出去之后认罪悔改，跟着回到教会是得到悦纳，得到赦免。
This brother that is talked about in Corinthians, the church handled the situation, they cast him out of the church, he repented, he came back to the Lord, and in 2 Corinthians we see that the church received him backAnd he was forgiven, and he was restored.
你睇过咁多后书，睇到佢系翻到教会，教会悦纳佢，系破损关系就系恢复。
And so, 如果我哋系有软弱犯罪，神宽恕，佢系改变我哋。And so, if we have sinned, we receive God's forgiveness. He changes us.
感谢主，愿神祝福大家，默祷之后散会。